Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Ricos, the Rangers Rewards fan card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at RangersRewards.com. But today, we specifically requested for a non-player. We wanted to talk to Tony Beasley, Rangers third base coach, one of our favorites. How you doing today, Coach?
Oh, awesome. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Hey, we appreciate having you on, man. You've got you're really, really good at what you do. You're incredibly well respected in your industry and a heck of a nice guy. But on top of that, you're a really good singer, and you do beats with Bees along with Emily Jones, and you guys will do a little carpool karaoke and sometimes pick up other people in the organization. Who's the best singer outside of yourself in the Rangers organization?
Well, I mean, I think our next guest, he proclaims to be the best singer in the clubhouse, so we're going to find out. It's going to be Sean Kelly.
Oh.
And, but he's challenging me. I got to do a country song because that's his genre. So, you know, I don't know if I can get the country twang, but I got to work on it. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, Woody doesn't profess to sing well. Elvis just, you know, he just likes to be a part of stuff. So Kelly actually thinks he can sing, so we'll see.
So what is your genre? Are you a big music consumer? Or are you just a guy with some musical talents? How does music factor into your life? And, you know, growing up, was it a big part of your life?
Yeah, I think, you know, my genre is basically gospel music, or contemporary Christian music. That's what I grew up singing in the church. And, that's what I've always sung. But I love old R&B and I love mellow music, basically, anything. But then when you come back to the new school stuff, like anything John Legend or something like that, I'm down with it as well. So, you know, I'm kind of spread out with music. I can emulate voices a little bit, so that helps me.
We're talking to Tony Beasley, Rangers third base coach. And man, if anybody doesn't think that's a difficult job, I've had to do it a couple times at youth baseball games, and I almost had a heart attack out on the field with 11-year-olds. And I could just feel everyone in the stands looking at the back of my neck while is he too conservative? Is he too aggressive? It's just like there's no middle ground. And my favorite,
you can't win.
Right? My favorite moment for you this season was sending Willie Calhoun from second on a sacrifice fly in Detroit. So walk us through what was going on that play.
Well, I mean, I forgot who hit that ball. It was a deep fly ball to center field. And it's 420 in Detroit. It's really, really, it's probably the deepest center field in Major League Baseball. So it's 420. And the center fielder went back and he jumped. And when he was coming down, he kind of stumbled. So Willie was tagging. I had him tagging all the way. So as he's coming to third, I said, man, he stumbled. He didn't get up. So I always tell the guys, if I'm not at the base, don't stop at the base. So being that I know there wasn't going to be a play at third base, I got up the line and just wanted to see how things evolved. Willie actually got off the mark really good. And when he saw where I was, I guess he kind of anticipated that I may do something. So he made a nice turn. So I saw him make his turn, and he cut the bag real good at third base. And I was like, forget it. I'm going to take a shot here. Because the throw came in to the shortstop, and it was a long throw home. And I forget, it was, what's his name? But the really good shortstop, and with a good arm. But I figured he was caught off guard, and he was kind of squared up to the outfield. He wasn't in a position to really catch and throw. And so I figured I'd take a shot. It was a good opportunity for us. And Willie did a great job cutting the base. If Willie does not turn a third base like that, if he doesn't hit the inside corner and stay in the dirt, I'm not going to send him. I'm not going to send him. So he did an outstanding job that gave me an opportunity to take a chance and put pressure on the opposition. So I just went for it. I sent them and prayed.
We're talking to Tony Beasley here on the Rangers Player Show on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. How much time is spent on base running fundamentals or practicing what to do in certain situations?
You know, sprint training is where we really lock down on it. We do a base running session pretty much every morning. We really talk about things that happen in spring training games. We talk about situations as they come up, good, bad, or indifferent. And we try to learn from so that when we hit the season, that we can just come all out and be aggressive. And just you try to build that identity, who you want to be as a base running unit. You have to build that identity in spring training so that when the season starts, you know, are we going to be aggressive? Are we going to be passive? Are we just going to wait for the offense? Are we going to try to create runs without legs? You know, so we set the standard in spring training, and we've been known to be aggressive, but be smart at the same time. So I just tell guys that we always think two bases, never think one base, always think two bases, and always put yourself in a position to take advantage of an opposition's mistake. If we consistently do that and never assume an out, if we consistently do that, then we'll be able to take chances and come out on the good end of it. And so that's kind of been our MO, and we just stick to that. As far as coaching third, for me, it's just being in a good position. I've got to make sure that I move and get myself in the best possible position to watch the whole play unfold in front of me. To make sure I have a kind of a peripheral of what the base runner is doing and what the outfielder is doing, and then how it all comes together until I have to make a final decision. So,
would you rather have a super fast base runner without base running IQ, or a slower guy but with elite baseball IQ?
Ooh, that's a really good question. But I'm always going to take the speed because I feel like you can, I can control the action as far as stop or go, and I can push a guy and help educate a guy in the moment. But at the same time, when you get the really good IQ guy, the high IQ base runner, he's going to cut the bases well. He's going to make good decisions, but he's still not going to be able to take that extra because he can't, you know, finish. He doesn't have that extra gear to finish certain plays. And so, you know, it's really, you do want all you guys to be smart. You don't want a guy just to be fast and just out there and think he can outrun the ball, because no one can. And Delano was kind of like that his first year in 15. So we had to educate him on that you are not invisible aspect of the game, so that, you know, he would start really paying attention to the information and plan the information. I'm with you. I mean, I want the guy that can run a little bit and think a little bit. I guess.
Yep, talking to Tony Beasley here on the Ben and Skin Show. So who is the greatest base runner you have ever been around, either playing or coaching?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good question. Well, I guess maybe I'd probably say Andrew McCutchen coaching at third when I was at the Pirates. You know, because obviously he had some great speed, but he can cut like on a dime, like he could turn on a dime, and so he didn't really have to have a good angle to cut the bags. He could really hit first base, second base, third base, and just propel himself almost in a direct line to the finishing base. And I always say the last 90 needs to be as close as possible to a straight line, because that's the decision-making base. And so he was able to do that. The only thing with Cutch is getting him freed up to steal bases. He didn't like stealing bases too much early on, because he was afraid of getting thrown out and just thought that, you know, the manager would come down on him. But once we got him out of that shell, he was probably the easiest guy for me, because he was smart. And he was really, really fast.
We are talking to Tony Beasley, Rangers third base coach. Obviously, we love Banny. You love Banny. You guys are very close. Mm-hmm. We also love Woody. Both guys, phenomenal managers. And now you've had a chance to work with both. And so knowing that both are phenomenal and the differences aren't a knock on either guy, what are the primary differences between the way those guys manage, just based from your amazing view of being able to watch?
Well, I mean, I think Banny did more from a third base coach perspective. You know, Banny, we did more hit and run and a little more situational things with Banny. We didn't necessarily like to do a whole lot of situational stuff. Both guys were very aggressive as far as, you know, giving guys the green light and allowing us to steal bases. You know, to be honest with you, I think they're very similar in how they approach the game. The difference is just they're different personalities. Woody is more, I guess maybe quieter, a little bit quieter guy. I guess Danny was quiet too, but I don't know. They're different personalities as far as, you know, Danny was, you know, Texas strong and just a strong presence. And Woody is not that it's not a strong presence, but it's, you know, it's more of a subtle presence. It's kind of hard to compare. I don't like to compare one with the other. I think both of them were very passionate about what they do and very passionate about this team, both guys. They both have a vision that's very similar. I think. Woody wants the team to graduate to the next level of competitive and information-driven and analytical aspects of the game. Danny was the same. I think they're similar in a lot of ways as far as just baseball sense. Now they're two different human beings, so two different personalities. So I guess, you know, if you had to say there was a big difference, it's just, you know, whatever personality you'd rather have or the other. But obviously both guys with me have been easy to work with as a third base coach. They've both given me the freedom to do my job and not like look over my shoulder and second guess if I make a bad decision. So as a third base coach, that's, you can't ask for anything more than that.
Well, Bees, we appreciate that. That's a great answer. Both guys are phenomenal managers and great people, just like yourself. And for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show, you're going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud Rangers sponsor. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. What's your favorite type of wing?
I think back the honey barbecue wing.
Yeah.
I hope they have that there.
They got it. They got you covered, man. They're going to get you covered with honey barbecue wings. Hey, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon. And by the way, don't ever send me. Always make me stop at third, all right?
All right. Only if you're standing up.
No
if
doubt.
If you're standing, I'll send you.
No doubt. Thanks, right. Bees. Appreciate
sounds
it.
Good.
There he goes, right, Tony Beasley, Rangers third base coach. That was the Rangers Player Show with a special appearance by their third base coach, who we really, really wanted to have on.